first, joining us on the ticket hotline is our old friend, the official octogenarian of our show, and he's the head usher out at the Death Star, as well as the American Airlines Center. It is Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning to you, young fellas. You doing your radio show?
Yes, we are.
Are you? That is good. I'm happy to hear y'all still have that.
Yes, we're doing fine, and we're glad that you're doing fine, and I wanted to talk to you about what you got in store tonight as an usher out at the new Cowboys Stadium.
Well, you know, I came to the Cowboys Stadium on the recommendation of Mr. Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Jones, I did a fairly good day's work, and so I'm out there, and I tell you, the security system they have out at that new what you call a Death Star,
right?
Sure is high technical. Tell you, did you know they even use computers out there?
Mm-hmm. I figure they did, yeah.
They have some sort of computerized computer system that synthesizes data from video security cameras.
Uh-huh.
And they also have some sort of biofeedback sensors in every seat that are so sensitive that they can detect bad intentions within the souls of fans.
Wow.
And if a threat is detected, Jerry can vaporize that fan with a death laser from the rafters. That's true.
That sounds kind of made up. But you like working out there, though? It's a nice place, huh?
You know, I do. Was that George or Craig that said that? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
That was George, me. George.
Okay. Yeah. I personally oversee the security in the owner's suite.
Oh, wow. Good job.
It's real nice. And now Jerry Jr. and little Stephen, they have a little play center up there where they can pretend to cook, and they play dress up, and run their Hot Wheels cars on an orange track that they got. You know, Jerry just wants them to stay out of the way and not be underfoot. But Mr. Jones, he gets very emotional during the game, which has taken an even more threatening tone since he's gotten his concealed handgun permit.
Oh, my gosh.
There are bullet holes everywhere in that suite.
Man.
Especially through the portrait of Tex Schramm.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't.
So he took the loss a little tough last week.
He took it very, very hard. And I tell you, after that winning Giants field goal, Jerry jumped up so quickly to pull out his pistol that he tipped over the urn of Bob Hayes spilled Hall of Fame ashes all down the front of that suite and into the waiting mouths of Cowboy fans.
What? Waiting mouths? Look, I don't even think his urn is in there anyway.
So it makes it difficult being in that suite because of the tempos run so high in the Jones family.
Right, I bet.
After that loss, Jerry and Gene Jones got into a knife fight that lasted well into the night.
A knife fight?
It did, and Gene scrambled into the sewer system, and Jerry took after her.
Sewer system?
And they emerged in Lawton, Oklahoma, tired, bedraggled, and enjoying an uneasy peace.
I don't know, Jesse. All this stuff sounds a little far-fetched.
It's true. And one of my other duties, I have to take care of all the famous people who, you know, show up to the game in attendance.
Uh-huh.
And last week I had to escort Mr. John Madden around. And I'd look forward to meeting him and getting to know him. And, of course, he's gotten older now and he cares less, so he would just pull down his britches and drop dung like a carriage horse.
Really?
So I had to follow him around with a snow shovel and a hefty sack.
Oh, wow. My gosh, that's a terrible thing.
Yeah, but and I was there when they unveiled the star. Did y'all see that star they put at 50?
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be in the know as to what's buried underneath that star.
Something is buried?
Buried underneath the star.
Oh, yes. Was that George or Craig? Which one was that one?
That was George again.
Oh, yeah, there's something underneath there. It's like a cowboy's Ark of the Covenant. It's a golden box containing Barry Switzer's pistol, Hollywood Henderson's crack pipe, and the still twitching leg of Crazy Ray.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you this morning? You know what? I think he's getting so old he just doesn't care anymore.
You know what? I believe him. Jesse has no reason to lie to us.
I tell no lies.
Some of the stuff this morning is pretty far-fetched.
All right. You two fellas, I got to get out here and eat my oat bran, so I need to get going.
Have fun tonight.
See you,
I'll
Jesse.
Take care now.
You
right.
too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Jesse the Usher. He'll be out today.